Blackstone Audio presents Measure of a Man, From Auschwitz Survivor to President's Tailor, a memoir by Martin Greenfield with Winton Hall. This book is read by Stefan Rudnitsky. For the family I lost and love. Blessed be he who gives life to the dead. Chapter 1. Meeting Mengele. They say a man's shoes are the first thing a person notices. I can still see his in my mind. Leather boots, dark like night, shining like mirrors. I'd never seen such shoes. In the tiny town of Pavlovo, Czechoslovakia, where I grew up, everyone had a farm, so boots were worn. But not shiny boots, not like these. Shooting up and out the tops of his boots were billowy pants, no crease. His crisp shirt was tucked flat under his belt. A tightly tailored jacket covered in shiny buttons and pins drew my eyes up to his dark, smoothed back hair. His elegant, calm face framed the gleaming monocle in his eye. I did not yet know that this was the man called the Angel of Death. I did not know that Dr. Josef Mengele was the Nazi physician who performed amputations without anesthesia, plucked out and collected blue eyeballs, tossed live babies into crackling fires, and gave twin girls candies before shooting them in the neck and using their corpses for medical experimentation. I knew none of these things. How could I know? I was a 15-year-old boy. All I knew, standing in that line at Auschwitz, was that my father, Josef Grunfeld, my mother, Tzivia, my sisters, Simka and Rivka,